Passepartout became very impatient.
I can't believe this,
he shouted.
This country has a modern railway and the train must stop for a group of animals.
The train driver told them he had no choice. The buffaloes were not moving and they could damage the engine. They had to wait until the buffaloes moved across the tracks 3 hours later. As they went through the mountains in Wyoming, Phileas Fogg taught Mrs. Aouda how to play cards. Mrs. Aouda was a very patient learner, and they were soon so occupied with their games that they did not even seem to notice the deep ravines below them. Passepartout was looking out of the window, thinking about the bet, when he almost hit the seat in front of him. The train stopped suddenly and gave several loud whistles. He got up to see what the problem was. He saw the driver talking to a man from the next station, a place called Medicine Bow.
The station guard sent me to tell you that you can't go any further,
he said.
The bridge across the ravine is not safe, and it can't take the weight of the train. We have sent a telegram to Omaha, but it will be 6 hours before another train arrives.
We can't stay here all night. We'll die of cold in this snow,
shouted one of the passengers, hearing their conversation.
Yes, but it will take 6 hours to go on foot to the next station,
said the train driver's assistant.
I think I have an idea,
said the train driver.
We can get our train across the bridge if we go fast enough.